As Congress begins its work in early February, the administration will submit its budget request for fiscal year 2017 that will start the budget and appropriations process in Congress. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, breaks down the expected timeline and shares what the Council will be paying close attention to in the coming months.
We expect the leadership in both the House and Senate to try to move their respective budget resolutions relatively quickly, sometime in March. And once the budget resolutions are approved, then that will allow the individual appropriations committees to begin their work in developing those bills and try to move them to the House and Senate floor before Congress adjourns in mid-July in the lead-up to the political conventions and then the fall elections.
As for the pace of the schedule,
we do anticipate a more aggressive appropriation schedule this year, including for the agriculture appropriations bill, where the Council will be working to make sure that we maintain funding for the industry's key priorities.
Also coming up in February is the scheduled date for the 12 participating countries to sign the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement.
Once the agreement is signed, then the President can submit the trade agreement to Congress for its consideration. At this point, though, given the elections in November, the current thinking is that Congress would not vote on the TPP agreement until sometime late this year after the fall elections at the earliest, and it's possible that could slip into 2017 as well.